No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we got Zay Bang and Lil Bean on the podcast, two of the hottest rappers coming out of the Bay Area. How you guys feeling?
Feeling good. What's happening?
Do we got to talk like into the mic like this?
Yeah, if possible, just try to kind of aim it at your mouth.
Sure.
This is a good height.
You good right there. You good.
Respect for inquiring, though, for sure. Okay, so you guys are blowing up. My boy Trevor is always playing you guys' music in here, and I, you know, doing my research, it's like it seems like you guys are actually living up to this like hottest artist out of the Bay right now title. Would you agree?
Look like that for sure. We just working though, for real.
And he's just working,
working, and letting it speak for itself.
Right, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of interesting though, because do you guys feel like you are getting a shitload of recognition in your area, but then it's kind of like a bubble, like it's like, yeah, it's a little like, difficult to pop out of the bubble that you guys are in.
Yeah,
that's the main thing that we're trying to overcome for sure.
Separate ourselves. Like,
where we from, we can't go nowhere, you feel me? But we come to LA, it's like people know who we is, but it ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Like how you would see other people, like they just know. I don't know.
It's interesting. Okay, so let's go back to when you guys were young. I don't know who should go first in terms of sort of describing you guys' circumstances coming up and everything like that.
What you mean?
I mean, who should go first here? Like, when did you guys meet, just so we can know that?
Shit, we was in, like, kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah, ever like since I can remember, I knew him.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We was really, like, first friends for real, like, real shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, for sure. Like, we was hella
before
young.
He even... Like, we went to school together before he even moved to our hood.
Yeah. I lived in Hunters Point.
We went to the same school, and then when he moved over,
I seen
like, we were just like, oh, we go to school together.
Mm-hmm.
Now you on. Live over here, and it was on.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just on from there.
That's what's up. What was going to elementary school in that area like at that time, from your recollection? You know, did you have room to be a kid, or was it kind of crazy?
No, it was cool.
We was kids for sure.
Bad in what way? What kind of shit were you getting into?
Nothing. Just like just throwing rocks at cars, bad and shit. Like
riding garbage cans down the hill, type shit.
Yeah.
You ever used to throw rocks over like a bridge and like hit the cars down below?
Just a car, just drive past. Try to break the window.
There was a kid who growing up, there was a kid who caught a body in my town for doing that, throwing rocks off the bridge, and somebody fucking got hit, died. They charged him with murder.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Damn, because it's so high up.
Yeah, I might be making this up, but it's something I remember from my childhood.
Somebody said, you drop a penny from fucking in New York somewhere, it'll kill you if it hits you.
Yes.
That's true.
I mean,
it's that high up.
It's that high up. Like, it's that high up, it's coming so fast. Like, if it hits you in the head, yeah.
Imagine that.
I don't know, though.
You got beef with somebody. You invite them to the World Trade Center and then or the Empire State Building, and then you just dump mad change off the roof and just hope it hits them.
What the hell?
Hell nah.
It's like doing a drive-by, but from above.
Yeah. That is hella crazy.
That's crazy.
Also, they might be able to kind of figure it out pretty easy. Like, oh, I saw him going up there with a jar of change.
That is crazy.
Okay. All right, so... You guys always stayed good friends, or what was, did you go sort of in and out of your friendship over the years, or what?
We was always good friends. We went different ways, though, but like,
you know. In what way?
Well, I went to jail.
You went to jail.
At what age?
16.
Yeah, up 16.
16 to like 20 or 20?
22.
Damn. Locked up for all those formative years.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get locked up for?
Some dumb shit. Some horrible stuff.
Like what? Can you tell us about it?
I don't really like talking about stuff like that on interviews and
that's
shit.
Serious. Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's a little dark.
Yes, yeah, it's just I don't know. I just don't be comfortable.
Okay, so what was your experience being locked up like though?
It was a wake up call for it. It was like a blessing in disguise.
Mm.
Like you got to see what's in store for you. Like if you want to be bullshitting out here as a like, it don't matter. You could be 70 years old and you want to decide to bullshit. They have a place for you.
Mm.
So like I felt like I had to see that in order to take life serious. Like, you know, because it's like when they say all it takes is one time, you could be doing good for 40 years straight. But that one time you choose to go left, they got somewhere for you.
And I mean, 6 years. I mean, if there was a lesson for you to learn at that age, you probably feel like you could have learned in like a year. And do you feel like at a certain point, 6 years?
I needed all that.
You did?
Yeah, I wouldn't lie.
It,
It helped me mentally. I talk to him every day, like, really? So feel me, about growth and just how I think different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I needed it because I needed it. That's all I can say.
It just slowed him down. Yeah.
It make
how,
you, it just make me think because, you know, I got a kid, feel me? So I don't want my son out here up under the next dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here providing for my son. I got swimming pools at home and shit now. So it's like, you know, I'm just trying to be here. Like, you know, that shit was stupid.
Right.
But, yeah.
But so when you got locked up, like, I was just interviewing somebody who told me that the moment he got locked up, he got like initiated in and he just fell in love with the jail shit. And he was just
who the fuck he was said with that?
Yeah, that dude Cali Muscle. He said that as soon as he got into prison, he fell in line with it and he started just doing crazy shit and just sort of becoming part of it. What was your attitude going in there at 16?
Hell nah. I seen people like trying to follow suit and just like that, but I just knew that wasn't somewhere where I was finna trying to be for the rest of my life. A lot of people do that because they not nobody on the street, or they just, you know, they trying to fit in. They looking for some love. Like, you know, a lot of people go through shit in life because they looking to be accepted. They looking for some love. Like, you know, so I guess they felt like that's where them wasn't my people in there. I wouldn't, I don't even say bye to people. I was the dude that sneak out when I'm going home or getting transferred or something. I'm not saying bye, passing my number, none of that. I'm gone.
You, I don't even want to talk to you.
You weren't even like friendly. You weren't even like broing down
I
with them.
I was cool with people. Like, as far as we play basketball in the yard and play pinochle or spades, but like them wasn't my friends. Like, I don't know none of them people. Like, a lot of people was in there showing me what I did not need to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Followers, people ain't think for theyself. People did shit just because other people was doing it. I was never like that, really. Like, you know? So it showed me a lot. Like, it just showed me a lot. Like, it was people in there hella older than me. Like, I watched a dude meet his child in there. I was in reception with a dude. And then he was like, out of nowhere, he like, bro, it'd be weird if I ran into my pops. And I'm like, yo, pops in the pen? Like, my pops been in the pen the whole time I've been born. Like, feel me? He like 22, 23. He said he never seen him, nothing.
Never.
Bruh, when we went from reception to the main line together. When we got in the main line, he said his name. An OG dude looked at him, and he spent off. So when we walking on the yard, another OG dude, I'm laughing. I'm like, that nigga look like Lil Paul. Bruh, it was his pops.
Crazy. Wow.
How did he seem like he was affected by it? Did it seem like a big deal to him, or he was just trying to thug it out and just act like it wasn't nothing?
I don't know. Like, I seen it, but I wasn't really like paying attention to it. No, it wasn't Paul. That was somebody else's parent. He was in there with his dad too. His name wasn't Paul. It was something else. It was a dude though, but he was like, I don't know. They was lost. Like, they didn't really know how to take it, but they built the relationship though.
Right.
But I seen a few people in there that they parents was in there. That's why I said brother name on accident. My partner from Richmond was in there with his pops and shit too. And I was just like, man, this crazy. Like, you know, I want to be on the streets. Like, you know, like I want to do something different. Like, that shit was a lot.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
that shit was a lot.
So he's locked up for 6 years. What are you doing during that time period?
Shit, I was normal, going to school, playing sports and shit.
Uh-huh.
Just normal, trying to survive. Just normal.
You think about music?
Nah, hell nah. No music at all.
Right.
I was just trying to survive, take care of my family, my little sisters, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you thinking about music while you're locked up?
Yeah, I rapped. Like, I listen to music. I like music. Yeah, like, I can listen to the radio and know every song word for word. So, like, I like music to the point to where I used to just beat on the table and make raps, you know? So, like, I never seen myself coming home being a rapper, but I definitely always been into music, though. Like, always been into music.
Were you guys excited about like sort of local, like smaller underground rap and shit? Because I feel like that's like the difference with the Bay, is that there's like a whole fucking thriving culture of shit that people, other people don't really know about.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's people from where we from that's going crazy. We get excited about it all the time. We call each other phone. You seen this song? Feel me? So definitely, it's definitely people on the rise.
Is there anybody who comes to mind though that you guys were looking up to when you were young that might have put the idea in your head that this is something you want to do?
I never felt like
a rapper, but like growing up, like my pops like had us listening to Messy Marv, Mac Dre type shit. That's what like I first started like listening to music and liking it and shit. But when I got like older to where I'm listening to my own music, I start listening just all type of music, like yeah.
That's what's up. I never thought that this was gonna happen.
Nah, hell no.
He had a plan. Like, he had four songs. He like, yeah, I'm gonna just drop these last four. If it work, it work. If it don't, I'm done.
Really?
But the songs was like crazy songs, like crazy. Like, I'm like, everyone was different. Like, neither one of them sound the same. So I'm like, this dude got potential to make real music. So I don't know. Like, I just seen something right there. I'm like, bro, I told him, we got something good coming our way. I don't know what it is. Feel me? But I never seen it coming, because I used to be telling him, like, bro, if you rapping, I'll just be your security guard, bro. I don't care. Feel me? I'm your brother. Like, you know,
that's,
so
it's real.
Like, for real. It wasn't, I ain't know. We just blessed, man.
That's funny.
Being I just your kept security him in there, guard. Though.
Like you, where we at. Do you think that you were underselling yourself? Like, you didn't. You didn't have the confidence to say I could be the star.
Yeah, I never had that, because I'm so used to losing. Mm-hmm. Like, all I do is lose, so I just be sitting back prepared to lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But lately, like, I've been seeing what I'm capable of, like, and I just been winning, and that's all I've been on. Like, I just been focused. I ain't been worried about nothing stupid, nothing that's not gonna get me nowhere. Mm-hmm. No false talking from nobody else. I don't pay nobody no mind. Like, every day I call him and vent to him about good stuff, good energy. I'm not complaining about nothing. Like, I'm like, bro, we doing this. We got to be grateful for this. We got to just stay focused. And he do the same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just put positive energy.
Got to keep going.
Yes.
Yeah. Got a long ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I mean, I feel like life is like, you kind of like need to build momentum by having things work out, or like, you know, trying something and succeeding over and over. And a lot of times when people are young, it's like they haven't really like figured out how to accomplish anything, or they don't have any like confidence that comes from like doing something and making something happen over and over. So it's kind of easy to get lost in that mentality of like, fuck it, like none of this shit is gonna work.
Yeah.
Where life is really about just learning as much as you can and just getting to the point where you can progress and keep having these W's that sort of like compile on top of each other over time. Yeah. I feel like, mm-hmm. And music is like that too, because if you put out one project on Spotify, I mean, the odds of it just going crazy are kind of low. And if you keep doing it, then your check is going to keep getting better and better. And you hell hear that, yeah, from rappers all the time.
Yep.
That's exactly. You build your
That's how it was with us. Sure. We used to drop shit, and I used to delete it. He's like, bro, you got to let it build up. Like, let it build up. I'm like, nah, delete that shit. Because it wasn't doing nothing. But now we got so much shit that built up. Like, it's just
part of your journey.
Definitely. I feel it's like real. I heard a lot of rappers sit here and talk about like seeing their streaming checks come in, and that's what made it click in their head of like, I just gotta keep going. I just gotta keep letting this build.
When we first started, I was putting my music on DistroKid. Mm-hmm. First check was like my first, when I first like seen like a check, it was like 600.
Mm-hmm. And they go to 800. Then you had like 1200. Then I remember they just gave you like 2400 one time.
I'm like,
2400. I'm like, y'all could give me that one time and I'll be all right. That's how we ain't had nothing. We was starting from the bottom. Like, and he just kept telling me like, just keep going, bro. Just keep going. Like, and that shit worked. He started getting paid. I remember one time you got like 4,000, bro. Our mind was blue.
Kept like, growing every month. Just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger. Now we can't even say what the motherfuckers be.
Hell nah.
Because your mind keeps growing as that happens, where it's like, yeah, at one point you're like, damn, I could pay half my rent.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, I could pay my whole rent. Mm-hmm. Damn, I could pay my rent and my food for the month. Like, and then your mind just like, where could I take this? Like, mm-hmm. Could I be able to pay for my whole family? Could I be able to hire an assistant? Could I be able to do this, this, and this? And it's like,
that's not lying.
It's a powerful thing to see somebody's mind opening up like that.
Because
you
know? I just did that.
It's like when somebody get their first $1 million, they think it's a lot of money, but they realize it ain't, and then their mind start growing and more and more.
That was funny though, because remember when I moved in my spot, I paid my rent for a year. Yeah. I was talking hella shit. I'm like, yeah, my bill's paid. Yeah. I don't give a fuck, bro. My rent was paid for a year. I wasn't playing with nobody. What? I went crazy. I respected myself. So
no,
that's when I start seeing shit. Like, I'm like, bro, this shit for real. Like,
did you have to pay it up front for them to give you the spot?
No, I did it just because I'm like, I'm a man. I don't know what I'm about to do with this money, so I'm about to put this to the side, and I'm about to pay my whole little lease up. Feel me? Paid the whole thing.
It's funny though, because that's not actually a good idea, because that, let's say your rent's $1,000 a month. If you give that landlord $12,000 up front, that's $12,000 that you no, are not able to do shit with in the meantime. And if you're really hustling, then you could take the money in.
No, I didn't give it to them. I had an account where my shit was just bop, and it just automatically, whatever it is, I just take it out of there. So I felt like it was paid because it was, you feel me? I try to play it smart because I ain't never been able to do nothing just for myself personally. Mm. So that I was kind of big for me, I felt like.
So you get out of prison, and then do you guys just link up and start talking about the music shit right away? Or how does this start to unfold?
I feel like he was just trying to keep me positive. Just like, he positive, like, bro, you been going to jail. Like, that's all y'all do, bro, is go to jail, bro. Like, and I'm like, what do you do? He like, nothing, bro. I just, he started taking me to little random food places. And it was just the environment. Just, I'm looking around. We cool. We all right. I'm like, I like this. Like, feel me? We was doing weird little stuff. We was getting on the ferry, going to eat at restaurants we didn't have a clue about. He just was keeping my mind clear. Like, and then I'm watching him go to the studio. And I'm like, we both like music. Like, you feel me? It was, I feel like, it wasn't just a plan. I feel like it was just
something
meant
to do. Yeah,
it
yeah.
was just meant because we was just doing it. Like, we used to have hella fun. We used to be riding to the studio, to Remedy House, rapping a song together, giving each other hella handshakes. Like, oh, you going crazy? You know, we just motivate each other, bro. Like, you know, no matter who wasn't fucking with us, we was motivating each other. You know what I'm saying? So,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, like, even just like that feeling of just going to some random restaurants and not having to like watch your back and all that kind of shit. When you're fresh out of prison, that's got to be a big, significant
feeling. Yeah, I learned
feeling,
that from him. Like, you got to just get away. Like, just go.
You got to understand, he had to learn. It was a whole new world.
I had to, like, relearn everything again, like a little baby. Like, feel me? But I understood that. I feel like when people don't understand that, that's where they go wrong at. They feel like, oh, I'm still the same dude from this, and I'm still going to do this, and I'm no the fuck you're not.
When he first came home, he had to learn how to use Instagram. You can't post where we at. Like, we got to...
Hella
like
stuff.
Just learn everything.
Hella stuff.
Me?
Like, it was real. Like, feel me? It was just different. Everything was different. Like, you got to move different. Like, you know, and he just was showing me how to move. Like, and I just was taking pointers, and he ain't go to jail. So, feel me? He must have did something right. Like, you know, so.
Definitely. So, okay. How does the music thing start coming around?
Like I said, he was rapping.
I had a little, like a little city buzz, like in my city, like just like a little bit. So like when he came home, it was just like, oh, we just going to the studio. We used to just go to the studio for fun type shit, like, and then we just started making songs, and one of them just started to like catch fire in our city.
With the video or just the audio?
Just the audio side of me. It was just the audio side of me. First.
Yep. It wasn't even out.
It was just
we were sending it to people. But it was everywhere. Like, it was in,
like,
Richmond.
Everybody on Instagram stories, they slapping our
it
song.
It was in Richmond,
like,
Oakland. It was
just
everywhere.
Traveled. People
wow.
just
everywhere.
Sending it around through their phone.
That's crazy.
It was everywhere. I was like, bro, they really like that. Like, so when we made the video, it didn't get a million views right away, but I just felt like we were still going to get at least a million on it because how crazy it went. I'm like, we deserve at least a minute. It got it. Yeah. We was happy about that, but right. yeah, like, it just, I don't know, like, he would, like he said, he was already kind of rapping, like, had a little buzz, so he was having fun. It just was giving him something to do for real. And I'm just hanging with him, so I'm just going, feel me?
Really, I was just rapping. I was just hustling, making money for real, and just rapping for fun, for real, just something to do.
Definitely. Let me just say, it feels like a lot of times when at least the stuff that we end up paying attention to in terms of like Bay Area or NorCal rap or whatever, a lot of times it's like extremely street and extremely specific. Whereas with you guys, I mean, you talk about your lives, obviously, but it doesn't feel like you ever are like, you know, really using conflict as like a way to get views.
Nah, hell nah.
Was that ever even like something you thought about, or is it kind of like, nah. is that temptation there because you know that's like an easy way to go viral?
No, that's why when you just asked me what I went to jail for, I just say I don't want to talk about it. I could have easily sat here and said some hyphy ass shit that
or make
get
shit
everybody
up like people come, do.
You know, feel me? But I'm not even gonna go that route because that ain't even how we came in this. Like, you know, like we ain't come in like that. Like, we came in like, you know, we just making our music. This really my brother. So it's like we making music. Like, we not gonna mix the music with our regular life. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's two different worlds. Like, you know, we come out here, we rapping, plus, but we get out that studio, we still us. So, you know, you got to live up to that shit. Like, you know how you want to get viewed out
that
here.
That shit ain't, feel me? That shit, like, that's, like you said, niggas try to do that just to go viral. That's just for a moment. That shit ain't going to stick. You feel me? I want to we wanted to make real music so that shit stick.
We ain't trying to just be a wave.
We're like so used to seeing people just use the conflict in their life basically for, you know, content, views, whatever.
Yeah, saying people names and stuff like that.
And it just gets worse. Every year it gets worse. You know?
Nah, for sure. Yeah. I see it too every day on Instagram.
We ain't going that route. We ain't about to point. Nah. We grown, bro. We ain't. What's in the streets, leave it in the streets. If it's an issue, it don't need to be discussed because it's already on the floor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at stuff.
Definitely. Because somebody, when they were, you know, someone who's a fan of you guys was requesting questions, and one of their questions was, ask them how close they live to the enemies in their hood.
We don't have enemies.
You don't. This person seems to feel that you guys do, and that you live in close proximity to people you have issues with. Is that inaccurate?
Yeah, I don't know what they talking about.
Okay, fair enough. When you get out of prison though and stuff, do you feel like, was there a shitload of conflict, like you guys getting into the rap game and being fresh out of prison and everything? Is it like, did you feel like you were in a situation where there's people hating on you and where you were going to be targeted to some extent because of having some success musically?
Hell yeah, it's
realistically.
Sure.
Like, if I'm going to the mall or something and somebody see me walking out, they might think I got money and try to follow me and rob me or some crazy shit like that. Something like that, yeah. But other than that, nah.
Definitely a target, though.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely a target.
Everybody want to come up.
Yeah.
For sure. We a lick right now, for sure.
That's how it feels?
That's what they think.
That's what they, yeah. That's what they think.
So are you guys super careful how you move around at this point?
Yeah. Super careful.
Super careful about how we move, what we say, all that. Like, you know, we ain't about to be, you know what I'm saying? We ain't easy mother niggas, bruh.
We don't even post our cars.
Like, other niggas, bruh. Other niggas, they do a lot. They talk a lot. They do a lot. We ain't, I'm just, it's not that serious. You know, it's realer than that. You know, if a nigga just be running his mouth, people talk too much, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's, well, okay, do you have people sort of trying to, you like, we're talking about using conflict for attention. Do you have other people trying to sort of use you guys' name for attention? Do you have anybody kind of trying to publicly beef with you guys? Have you ran into that yet?
Nah, people like us.
Yeah.
People like us. I feel like we stand-up dudes.
That is the weird thing when I'm, like, prying into you guys' careers. I'm kind of like, they seem like they just keep it all pretty positive and stuff, which I'm really not used to from a lot of artists. You know, like, a lot of artists, they have a whole lot of grimy shit that they talk about and...
We stand up dudes. We just rap for the streets, man. We just want people to relate to us and, you feel me, fuck with us and motivate people to even push into that direction too. Like, you know, that's all. We just trying to get some money, bro. We trying to
motivate the.
Feel me? We trying to move our mamas into some mansions or something one day and leave their ass there. Yeah. Feel me? For real. That's all I'm trying to do, bro. I don't really care about that.
Leave their ass there. For real.
For sure. Do you guys, do you feel like a group? Do you feel like you guys are much better together than you are on your own?
I think we better together because we got good energy together. But when he be by himself making the shit that he be making, I be like, bruh. So it's like, I don't know. Like, and I be making some different type of shit that I wouldn't make. So I would just say we just got good chemistry. We really brothers. But like, if... Like, he can do his own thing, and I can do my own thing, and we can still come together. Yeah. So we don't ever look at it like, oh, we supposed to be doing this, or we supposed to be doing that. Like, we be doing random songs together. For the most part, I rap by myself. He rap by himself. We talk about it every day, shit like that. Like, you know, but I don't know. It's hard to explain. We hella different than a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't think we like a group. We just brothers. Like, we just brothers. Like, we just root for each other.
Hard.
And like he'd make a raw song and it just be like, he don't know who to get on it. I'll be right there. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it be. Like,
Vice versa.
I'll make a raw song and it just be like,
it don't be like,
I know
a plan.
He gonna fit. It don't be like a plan. Or we be there at the studio together. Mm-hmm. It just, our energy together just be crazy.
Has there ever been a song though that like one of you made and you put somebody else on it instead of the other one, and then you ended up kind of feeling like, fuck, like, that was the one. I wish I was on that one.
Nah, we got
we don't feel like that.
We don't even be thinking like that, bro. We don't let the music dictate
our like friendship or nothing.
But like think about the Migos when they had Bad and Bougie and Uzi's on it, and Takeoff's not on it.
Yeah, that's
when
they
went viral.
That's
like the biggest song ever.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
You know, like in that kind of situation, it's like, you could just imagine Takeoff thinking like, so I've been on 5,000 fucking other songs, but I missed this one, and you put that little pink hair guy on it?
I don't think about it like that, because like, said he make a song and then go up. I feel like it's me.
We on the same. I was just like, about
I
to
feel
say
like
that.
That's me.
Like, we both on the bus. Whatever
he gonna go, wherever he go, I'm gonna go with him. Wherever I go, he gonna go with me.
Mama's,
so
bro. And I was just like thinking about that. Like, he got a song, a good song that could possibly be a big song with a good artist right now. That's, you feel me? I'm not on no damn, I wanted to be on that. I'm like, bro, I can't fucking wait till y'all drop that. I want to see what that's about to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? And even if not, let's keep going. Like, we on never, bro. It's never about that. Like, you feel me? We on the same. We together. Together, like, I don't give a fuck who driving this motherfucker. We going to the same location.
Same destination.
Like, for real. Even when he first started going up, I'm like, bro, I'm about to fall back. You got it. Just go. He like, nah, bro. We all going.
You
didn't
like that idea?
Nah, I didn't.
He never liked it. I said it to him 100,000 times. I'm like, bro, fuck that shit, bro. I'm not, I don't need to rap. I was acting like I was too hard. I'm like, nigga, I'm really, you know what I'm saying? Feel me? He like, bro, this is you, we. Then I was on house arrest. And I couldn't leave the house, and he was shooting a video, and he paid the cameraman to come to another city to my house. I was living in Oakland. Feel me? He paid the cameraman to come to my, I'm like, damn, he really ain't gonna count me out. Like, he really gonna make sure I'm a part of this. Like, yeah, he, bruh, he played his part, bruh, and just made sure I found that route. Like, you feel me? And I appreciate him for that, for real.
That's dope. Okay, so we talked a little bit about you, like, you guys getting into music and everything, but did you just keep grinding? Like, how did you... Did you ever hit a moment where you're like, okay, we really got something. Like, we can't fuck off on this shit.
Recently.
Really? It's more recent?
Like, more recently. I don't even say that because, like, probably, like, our first solo projects, like, probably, like, our first solo, like, my first solo project, it did hella good. Mm. That's when I'm like, damn, we got to, feel me? Then he,
I did
it. When we put out his first solo project.
Went crazy.
And then, we both starting to see money, like, it just like, damn, we can really do this. We can really make a living, and, you know, it just kept going from there. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like, we trying to just figure out how to take that next step to get bigger.
Yeah, it's real, because I see this shit different, because when I first got out, it came from, he used to come pick me up. Sometimes I'm talking about no money, like nothing. Like, he used to be taking me to get some food and shit. We used to just be chilling. He like, you good with me, bro? Like, we good. Sometime I just knew, like, feel me? If I go with him, I'll get some food, probably go ride somewhere or something, go do something. It was that bad fresh out. Like, you know, he'd come get me. Come on, bro, we riding. Come on, come with me here. Come with me there. Like, let's do this. Let's do that. Feel me? He used to have to take me to see my PO, wait outside, you feel me, to court. Like, we was doing it. Like, feel me? He had my back. Like, you feel me? I used to have to borrow $100 here and there sometimes. You feel me? To now, like, we just be talking about our dreams, bro, and we just be living, and it ain't about the money, but we be balling out together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this come from, feel me, him half taking care of a nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just trying to get me right mentally and shit. Now we together. Like, you feel me? We both, you know what I'm saying, on the right path. Like,
I mean, being at a real low point, like, you having to do that prison time and you just basically holding them down during that, and then being at this point, it's got to feel a lot better than, and doing it together versus just getting it is one thing, but if you've kind of like seen the lows together as well, that's like
a whole different thing.
Hell yeah.
What? Hell yeah.
He know my mama, I know his mama.
What?
I know what he's been through. I know he know what I've been through.
We done lost everything. We lost was the same. We cried the same tears, bro. Man, so. Like, for real. Like, we really, like, you know what I'm saying? We really locked in. Like, we really brothers. Like, and this shit, that's why we always be saying the music, it ain't going, it wouldn't get in the way or make us. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could fall off today. I'd be a construction worker still coming to every show he got. He could fall off today. We'd be still together. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You
no matter
fear
what.
Of becoming a construction worker, though?
Not at all. No? I talk about a job every day.
Really?
Ask him. Yeah. I talk about I work a job.
It's crazy. He
right
was, when he first started, like, his first song,
I
his first song video, he did like 100,000 views in a week.
Mm-hmm.
He going to work.
I'm right. Like, bro, I'm still
like,
going
I'm
to
still
work.
Going to work. I'm never stop going to work. He's telling me that. I'm like, why don't you see them checks? You going to stop going to work.
My first nice little check was like 20 bands. They gave me dub, and I went straight to work with my dub in my pocket.
From the streaming services?
Uh-huh.
Wow, really?
I went straight to work. I had 20,000 in my pocket. They like, we about to damn near, they was about to fire us. It was a program that only lasted a year. It was just to train you basically for probation. Feel me? They was about to leave us on our ass. I'm like, I got dub. I ain't never had this much money. I'm good. So when I damn near got fired from the job, it's like the rap shit just fell in my lap. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was just given for me stand down. And you know what I'm saying? Even though when I was, like I said, I didn't have nothing, I still used to give everybody their props. Like, you know, I was never a hater. I was never salty or nothing. I was excited for motherfuckers to be winning. So I knew it was going to come one day.
Right. Definitely. You think you would have kept going to work for a long ass time if they didn't fire you?
Hell yeah. I was serious about that. I liked it.
He had his mind.
I looked forward to it. I was the first dude at work every day. It was, I wasn't making no real money. The job wasn't tight. I was picking up trash on the side of the street with a garbage bag and a vest.
I think more of the job was more just to keep him like some structure.
You feel me? Because I ain't never been able to do nothing. I was in prison working in the kitchen for 10 cents an hour.
Right.
Had to do it. So I'm like, bro, when I get out, if I don't work, I'll work at the dollar store and be the janitor there.
Right.
If I had to, like for real. Right now, though, that's why I can't lose. Because as long as I'm free, no matter if I fall off with it, I'm going to get a job at somebody's warehouse. I'm about to do something. Like, you know, I'm not scared. I don't care. Like, you know, I can't lose because I'm too determined to work. Like, I'm ready to get physical.
I mean, that's the good thing about like an actual job is that you have this chunk of 8 hours or whatever where you know what you're doing and your time is accounted for. And that's kind of the thing that can be shitty about being a rapper is that, I mean, y'all could go make 10 songs today or you can make 0 songs today. It's really on you. And, it's up to you every day. You could book a month long tour or you could not. It's up to you. You know, you can make an extra $100,000 this month or you could not. It's always up to you. With a job, you show up, you get paid, it's over. You know, that's it. You go home at the
end. Having so much fun though. We be making so much music. I know people from the outside looking in probably be like, damn, niggas be working. But to us, it's just so regular. Like, it's just, we just do it. Like, it's just a part of our life now. I call him, where you at the studio? I'm call you back. Feel me? It's just regular. Like, I don't know.
You guys stay in the studio a shitload though, because I feel like that's the big thing that makes rappers succeed is when they actually take the craft serious and realize I really make a couple hundred songs, I'm gonna be a lot better by the end of those couple hundred songs than I was at the start, you know?
For sure. Every song you definitely get better.
Yeah.
When I first used to make music, I was scared to be in there on a microphone. Like,
but you was always raw though.
Yeah. But now it's like definitely you get more comfortable. It's like you playing basketball. Just keep working. It's your craft.
Who's shown you guys love in terms of the music scene up there and everything? Like, who's reached out or sort of shown you guys some support?
Shit, a big dog. Bunch of people. I got a song with E-40. Like, he called my phone. That was crazy.
What was that? Like, you picked up the phone and he was just on the other line?
Hell yeah. He really talked like how he rapped, too.
I think that happened to me when I was interviewing Too Short. He's just all of a sudden, E-40's just on FaceTime. And I'm like, hello, E-40. How you doing? Yeah.
Cool though.
That was like with me too. I always fucked with I Am Sue as a kid because I liked how he held it down like on some bass shit. Like when people felt like it was dying out or however they felt about it, like he was rocking with it, you know. So like we was rapping and I'm like, damn, if I could get somebody on a song, I want it to be him, and he did it for me. FaceTime me, rapping the verse. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I feel like we really doing something now. These people, they recognize us. People that we used to like, you know, acknowledge and get a props to, they fuck with us too.
Now
like,
we got a whole project with fucking Zaytoven.
Yeah, Zaytoven. I've never seen that.
How did that come about?
Shit. He from San Francisco.
And Ghazi was just trying to bring some unity.
Ghazi is he from San Francisco. He wanted to bring like a whole San Francisco album together.
Okay.
We, like you said we the hottest in the, so he had to bring us along.
That's crazy because I heard Zaytoven is the reason why Gucci Mane did a whole mixtape with V Nasty too.
I never knew V Nasty did a mixtape with Gucci first.
That's crazy.
That's big.
Bay Area history right there. And never really went anywhere, that tape or whatever. I never really heard much about it afterwards. But then I just remember hearing the reason why Gucci did it was because Zay went to him and said, this girl's going to be huge. Like, you should fuck with her, you know?
Damn, that's what's up. Zay told him he a real one for sure.
Yo, and he's a crazy personality just in the sense that he, like, I mean, he's just been around all that crazy ass street shit his whole life, and he's like a God fearing man. He don't drink, he don't smoke, he's married, he don't give no fuck shit. Yeah. He's just the most straight up good dude you ever met in your life.
He just be chilling. He just be chilling for sure.
It's kind of crazy, like one of the inventors of trap music is basically like just does not want to be in the trap. Shout out Zaytoven. So somebody also told me to ask you guys. about basically like the stigma of just being a rapper up in the Bay in general, and it's like the cops look at y'all crazy, or like, even though you guys are kind of staying out of a lot of that shit.
Yeah, something happened, we gonna be the ones to blame. You feel me?
That part. But other than that, like, for the most part, how we move, we don't even be running into them, we don't deal with them, we can't even tell you how they feel about us. For real, we be sticking and moving. We just on. We rapping, we making our videos, we paying our bills, taking care of kids and families, and that's it. For real, we just, like how you said, Zaytoven is God fearing man. Right here,
that's the goal.
Definitely you, bro.
Yeah, because I noticed that you guys kind of like stay off social media, like not totally stay off it, but it don't really seem like you're trying to do the, like, nowadays it's like you gotta be part-time musician, part-time like social media influencer antics guy, like crazy dude.
I don't even know how to do that. Yeah, I don't even know how
they want you to be part-time 6ix9ine with it or some shit.
Nah, fucking with it like that. I feel like you gotta separate yourself.
You ain't even gonna see me post my car I'm driving. You ain't gonna see
nothing. Yeah, I be seeing people doing that. I mean, more power to you, but your boy ain't doing it. I don't know. It's just, you know, I don't live for that. I ain't gonna post my house. You know, people get new house, they walk through it. Somebody just moved out of there. You don't know who just moved out of there. They know exactly where you are.
And that house is all over the internet.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, so, when they were trying to sell it, there's a million pictures of it.
But people don't think that far, though. Like, feel me? They just be wanting to, show Instagram. People get shoes and
they
shit.
They
can't
acceptance.
Even. What? People can't even get a pair of shoes without posting it. Feel me?
Hey, but you get a girlfriend, try to tell her not to make a YouTube video about showing off your new house, because I was kind of like, I don't think we should do this. She's like, I want to show it off. I'm like, all right, I guess we're going to show the house off, but, whatever.
Like, not feeling it, though.
It's just at a certain point, it's kind of like, I don't know, like, I'm scared about showing off where I live, but it's like, I got to ask myself, like, am I being irrational with feeling like this, since you just want to show off, like, the biggest purchase you ever made in your life, you know? Am I acting crazy by, like, assuming that I have enough beef that, like, I might not want to do this? I don't even got beef with anybody. Like, I don't know what I'm so worried about.
I feel you.
But
you don't even have to have beef with them.
It's crazy people.
They have beef with you just because you get to be, you get to interview who you want, and you get to do what you do, and you in your own world. Like, you know what I'm saying? They like, oh, he think he's somebody because he be, y'all ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I'm working. You know what I'm saying? But in other people's eyes, they always make it a competition for no reason. When they can't get around you, they find a way to not like you. I noticed that. They can't just be like, he doing his thing. I like that. Like, you know, with me, rappers, I meet rappers, I be like, bro, you going crazy. Or I would never ask, can't no rapper tell you I asked him for a feature, except for like D-Lo and I Am Sue, people I like, you know? But just, I don't just meet people and be like, yeah, bro, we got a new one. Like, you know, you can't.
But that's the weird thing, is that people will really like be a fan of NBA YoungBoy, who they never met in their life, and would not fucking look at you if your life depended on it. But then meanwhile, if there's somebody in their town that they like went to high school with, it'll be so, and that person doesn't 100% fuck with them, or like if they're looking at you guys like, oh, he don't really like me, you're the fucking enemy. Like, even though y'all have something in common, but they want more of you. Like, if you're gonna be coming up in that area, they want to have some ownership over your success. And if they can't get it,
Fuck you.
You know, fuck you. Like, basically, I don't like him. He changed. He got different.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
You hear that a lot?
What?
Everything.
Definitely.
People we grew up with.
Really?
Crazy.
Damn. So you see it a lot. Interesting. Okay, so in terms of like what you guys have planned in terms of new music and everything like that, like what's your path going forward? Do you feel like you want to focus on like a big project, or are you trying to just go single by single?
I think we project type of people.
We do good projects.
We do good projects, but I'm working on my project right now.
About to be crazy.
Trying to get it together for real.
This nigga's an animal, bro. Music.
Trying to take it to that next level.
It's there. Just believe that.
And you guys are with Empire?
Empire, yeah.
Okay.
Got a distribution deal with Empire.
Big Empire.
You loving it?
Yeah, Empire. Shout out to main man, Gazi, Nima.
Nobody ever has any complaints when we talk about them.
Come on, man. You can't. How you going to complain about Empire?
Best place.
What?
My whole life, all people do is complain about their label. What? I just want to know why Empire doesn't get that treatment.
Because Empire, they gonna treat you like you are a god in there. You don't.
Yeah. You gonna go to the studio? It's backwoods. You, it's every like, snack you could think of. They cooking 9-course meals, bruh. It's the bruh. It's what good, Empire good, is life, bruh. And I like love when Empire, you like, bruh.
I feel like them big labels. You don't really understand what you going into. Mm-hmm. Like Empire, you going. You can like they give you a contract. You can understand. You don't even really need a like. You should get a lawyer for sure. But you can really understand what's going on and how you getting your money. Like you know what I'm saying. So I feel like that's the reason why
they ain't trying to sneak attack you. He gonna keep it real, bro. This business, like you know, it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, whatever it is,
straightforward.
Straightforward. And as people, them dudes is hella cool. Gazi and Nima and Ari and all them dudes. What? Like we got a real friendship.
They treat us like family. For sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like Gazi, he treat me like I'm his little brother. Like feel me? That dude love me, bro. I fuck with that dude, bro. Like for real, bro. I love Empire, bro. That shit like going to your hood or something when you go to the studio. For bro. It's sure. Hella fun, bro. Hella we fun. Shooting basketball, we eating good, feel me? We snacking, we making good music. We ain't even knowing we making hit records. Jokes, we cracking jokes. What? It's live at Empire, bro. I love that shit, man.
I'm sold. Let's go. Sign
for
me
real.
Up.
For real.
I'm making
for
it
real.
Too.
For real.
I'm telling you.
Fuck yeah. Okay. So, anything else that we should cover? Anything in particular that you guys want to let the world know about what y'all got planned?
We just want to let y'all know, man. We ain't entertaining none of that fake ass shit. You feel me? We different, man. We having fun, taking care of the family, God fearing men. We love y'all.
You like that expression, huh?
I love that. I love
that's your
that.
Tape. That's a next tape.
I love
God fearing men.
I'm telling you.
It sounds kind of hard.
That
right?
Sounds so positive, bro. It just give me the chills. Man.
Actually, yeah, now that I think about it, no, that's too positive. That's not a good album title. It sounds like a gospel album.
Say that and then be talking about popping somebody on accident. Yeah. Or yeah. They're going to be like, he faking.
It's got to have like, if that's going to be the title, you got to have like an evil ass cover. You know, you got to, in rap, you always got to balance the good with the bad.
Yeah, you definitely got to.
They don't want too much positivity ever.
Nah, they want to hear some ignorant shit.
Mm. No, you just got to stick
like
and move. You know,
shit. They like that dumb
that's
shit.
Crazy.
That's why, like, if you look at it, like, I should write an article about this at one point. But in my mind, like, I've seen so many rap bars that are like some of the best, most thoughtful, emotional rap bars ever, and there's usually a bar after it that is something like, "But I will still shoot you." Yeah. Like that. That's just kind of like. Every great rapper kind of knows that they can give you something deep or entertaining or
something,
you know,
vulnerable, but
then they
gotta
kind of pull it back to it. Mm-hmm. You know?
You gotta get retarded.
Definitely.
A little bit.
Just at least a bit, you definitely. Know, just to keep them reminded. Like uh-huh. This ain't no games.
Nah, it ain't sweet.
That's
over
why
here.
I like what's the name? What's bro from the city? 24 Karat Golden. He be talking shit in his little song sometimes.
Sometimes. If you listen
he be
to
saying
him.
Some nice shit, bro. Like he different. I like that dude.
No, he's good. He's such a fucking great person too.
He is tight, bro. He got the
like,
energy.
I feel like Rod Wave like that too.
Mm. They be talking that
soulful,
shit.
Soulful, but then he also tell you like.
Y'all want to do a song with 24 Karat Golden?
I'll do a song, bro.
He a good
I'm
dude for sure.
We're gonna make that happen. That'd be a good look.
Song, bro. I'll fuck with bro.
That could be you guys' big single. Gazi's like, okay, we could push that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll have Rod Wave for us too. No, I'm just
I don't know
shit.
If I got that one.
Just talking shit.
All right. Appreciate you guys. This is a good one. Zay Bang, Lil Bean.
What's happening?
Keep your eye out. More shit coming soon. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you guys.
Sure.